Blog Talk Radio.
Rap Sick Radio, premiere, twisting internet radio. Listen here, you're rocking the best Thursday night on air. Urban music, culture, lifestyle, yeah. BrownSickerRadio.com. Every Thursday, keep your internet on. BrownSickerRadio.com. Every Thursday, keep your internet on. BrownSickerRadio, premiere, twisting internet radio. Listen here, you're rocking the best Thursday night on air. Urban music, culture, lifestyle, yeah. BrownSickerRadio.com. Every Thursday, keep your internet on. Brown Sugar Radio is the premier choice in internet radio. You're rocking with the best every Thursday night. Live in urban music, culture, and lifestyle. That's right, www.brownsugarradio.com. Come on, keep your internet on.
Brown Sugar, brown, brown sugar. Brown Sugar, brown sugar radio.
Keep your internet on.
Brown Sugar, brown, brown sugar.
BrownSugarRadio. Go run and tell the DJ. Hitting the Vegas and hitting worldwide. Brown Sugar Radio is all the way live. Let's shake the world. Good night.
Hey, welcome to another exciting segment of the live show on Blog Talk Radio, baby. That's Brown Sugar Radio. Brown Sugar. Hey, I got to say that tonight, Thursday Night Live, we're going to go ahead and chop it up a bit about what are you doing for the 4th of July? What do you have popping at your crib? You know what I'm saying? In your neck of the woods. What you doing? Huh? What your mama doing? What your grandma doing? What your Aunt and Em doing? What your cousin doing? What are you doing for the 4th of July? Certainly, I want to let y'all know that your girl, Sugar, is going to have a wonderful, relaxing weekend. I am going to make it a point to just chill, all right, because I'm so busy all the time with the kids and with work and then my radio show, and I always have so much going on that I am just going to chill this weekend. I mean, I'm going to eat a little barbecue, you know what I'm saying, and I'm going to celebrate independence, you know, because I'm grateful to have that privilege of being independent. But, you know, I just, man, this is going to be a great weekend for me because I am, like I told you, I'm going to make sure that I just chill because I'm always on the go. Usually when there's a three-day weekend, I'm always doing something, running, you know what I mean, trying to schedule this, trying to book that. And I said, you know what, this time I am going to relax. I'm going to be in somebody's pool, okay, with a glass of lemonade in the shade. What? Yes, that's how I'm going to get down. But I just want to say that, you know, it's just so awesome. Can y'all believe this is what's really shocking? I mean, I just can't believe that this year is already halfway over. This is September. What's really going on? Not for real. I'm just playing. You're like, what the world is wrong with Sugar? This ain't no daggone September. It feel like it. This is July 1st, y'all. I know what day it is. I just wanted to scare you a little bit. but it do feel like September. It just seems like, you know, this year is just going way too fast. Now, July 1st, we are in the seventh month, okay? And, I mean, I can't believe how fast everything is going. You know what I'm saying? Just
ridiculous.
But, hey, you know, I think the 4th of July is a great time to celebrate, you know, to enjoy family and just to truly, you know, have that moment where you're like, you know what, I'm going to do the daggone thing. I am going to represent and hold it down and just, you know, give it up for the USA. How many of y'all got flags hanging outside of your house? You know what I'm saying? You got a flag that's whipping and waving. Now, one thing, after the September 11th incident, I know that a lot of Americans were truly proud of the country, and they went out and got all kind of flags and all kind of red, white, and blue. I've seen all kind of people do all kinds of stuff. But, you know, it shouldn't take a tragedy like that, you know, for us to represent our nation. You feel what I'm saying? We should already have had a flag. We should have already been proud of what we are and who we are. But, you know, I just want to say that one of the most amazing 4th of July's I had was when I had my children. We were all in the front yard, and I remember we bought a whole bunch of fireworks. And, I mean, it was just an incredible night. I mean, yes, we had ate till our stomachs about popped. And, you know, it was just wonderful because, you know, the weather was nice and we had the watermelon. Now, my children know that my favorite season of the year is summertime, okay? And I love it because, you know, your girl Sugar is just a trendy person. I love fashion, and I love wearing my sandals, my open-toed shoes, my sundresses, hair blowing in the wind, you know, with the drop top going, you know what I'm saying? Just doing it up, you know what I'm saying? That's what I like about summertime. You know, I love the sun, although in Vegas it is extremely hot, but I like that, you know, because y'all know I'm from Phoenix. So I'm just like, I love the heat. You feel me? I love it. And I just feel like with me being able, you know what I'm saying, to just enjoy a dry heat, I don't like all that humidity now because that make your hair fall. You know, black women don't do good when their hair get wet. I don't know how many of y'all seen that movie, Good Hair, okay, but we cannot get our hair wet. We pay too much for it. Nah, there's some sisters rocking the natural, too. Now, I'm just teasing. Hey, but not everybody has weaves and extensions, but I just want to honestly say that, you know, I had a great 4th of July this particular year. My children and I, we had fireworks, and we popped them all in front of the house, and at the time, my baby, Twinkie, she was just going hysterical. I mean, she didn't like the loud noises. She loved the lights, but what scared her was the loud sound. So, I mean, she got the tripping, hollering and screaming and couldn't really deal with all of the noise. But my older kids were just, like, fascinated with the fireworks. And then we got the ones that spent on the ground and, you know, the ones that would crackle and pop. I mean, you know, it was just, it was bomb. You know what I'm saying? We did what we had to do. My favorite are the little sparklers, you know what I'm saying, the ones you just hold. And they just sparkling and fine up, you know what I mean? And that's what I like to do is just get together with my kids and have fun. And, I mean, we had music going. We was outside in the front. We had, like, a little block party going on. And it was myself and my neighbors, and we was just kicking it, you know what I'm saying? Just doing it up. And, you know, those are the good old days. You feel me? Like I said, watermelon, my favorite fruit during the summertime. It's the business, y'all. It is the business. So, I mean, those are some of my favorite memories. I'd like to shout out my listeners in the chat room. Thank you for joining us tonight. I know y'all don't see me in the chat room. And for those of you who don't know, I actually just recently upgraded to this new Adobe, okay? And I have some problems with it. For some reason, it's not allowing me, when I go through my Firefox anyway, to access my chat room. So I'm trying another browser, and I'm trying to actually log on because I want to shout y'all out. Y'all know I love y'all. Thank you so much, too, for all of you coming through for our special segment we had with West Coast Pioneer Baby Cocaine on Tuesday. That was such a terrific show. We really had a great time, and I am just so excited. I'm glad that y'all came through for that, but we do have some more exciting shows coming up, and I will announce those toward the end of the segment. Y'all know I like to do my show announcements. But, you know, the 4th of July is a great time of year. You know, it's a great, you know, tradition that we celebrated for many years during the summertime. And, you know, summertime to me, I love it with, you know, just the bright sun, the beautiful trees, you know, the green grass. That is my personality, you know, bright, sunny. I don't like the dark, the gloomy, the cold, the ice. I could do without all that, okay? That's not me. That's not my cup of tea. And so with that said, summertime is just such an incredible time for us to, you know, relax and just, you know, go into that chill mode. You know, kids are out of school, and usually that's when we do a lot of traveling. I myself plan on doing a little traveling this year, not very much because I'm in the process of actually moving. And so I just want to, you know, have a great 4th of July that's focused, family-oriented, and that just allows me to be able to say, you know what, this time is very, very important to me, you know, and my children. And I like to create memories. So when my children get older, you know, they can look back and they can say, you know what, Mom, you know, you really helped to make our childhood so incredible. You know, you really took the time. Because they know, my kids know me. I should have been an event planner, okay, because that's just how much I enjoy celebrating and having family get-togethers. You know, I love to plan all kind of events, and that's just my thing. So as I'm trying to get into this chat room, come on, y'all. Yes, I'm going to have to go back to another setting because that's just not working for me. Ta-da! Ed Nibs, my loyal listener. Boy, I tell you, I finally made it in the chat room. Hey, baby, how you doing? I knew you was there. I knew you was there. You know what's so funny, Ed Nibs? I was actually going to shout you out before I even got in the chat room because I said, I know Ed Lips is there. Wait, no sugar. How you doing? the Wendy Williams. I can't even talk. Wendy Williams, you there. Woo, that was tough to say. My goodness. Anyway, welcome, guest 5800. We have some more unidentified guests in the chat room. Certainly at this time, I would like to welcome you to join Blog Talk Radio. It's complimentary. There are no expenses. And certainly, you can lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites, and you'll be alerted when we have up-and-coming shows, such as tonight. Now, tonight is going to be a short but sweet segment. Angel Eyes, welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. How you doing, sweetie? I'm just so excited, y'all. I got a three-day weekend. Woo! I'm about to let loose. Man, I'll tell you, I'm so excited, so excited. All my Facebook listeners, thank you for joining us tonight. I want to shout. Y'all know I always recognize everyone who takes the time to come through on Brown Sugar Radio. So, I mean, one of the things that I really enjoy the most about Brown Sugar Radio is the fact that, you know, this is a platform for us to be able to express how we're feeling, what we're going through. And, you know, the beauty of this show is that we have so many different elements. You know, we could take it all the way to something that is a very strong, controversial subject, but we keep it classy, you know what I'm saying? And then we could also take it to something that, you know, is more of a open, you know, comfortable forum, you know, where you could just chill, relax. I tell all my listeners, okay, grab your favorite drink, log on in to Brown Sugar Radio, and just kick it. You know, be yourself. I like to have a fun and relaxing atmosphere when you get home from work. You know, plug in. Look forward to coming on the show, all right? And so when you do that, this is your opportunity to let loose and let some steam go. You know what I'm saying? And just put it on out there, you know, as far as how was your week? How was your day? You know, let us know what's going on, what topics that you would like to have discussed on Brown Sugar Radio. Also, too, I'd like to know what favorite celebrities would you like to see on the show, all right? So these are some of the things that I kind of want to talk about and get into, and, you know, I think it's great because then that will let me know which direction to take the show, all right? So I want to get some feedback. Y'all can certainly email me at brownsugarradio@yahoo.com, and y'all know that's sugar, S-U-G-A, no R, sugar, not sugar, sugar, all right? Also, too, I'd love to gain some new followers on Twitter, so please come and check me out on Twitter. Y'all know that it's twitter.com/brownsugarradio. Then also Facebook, check us out, Facebook/, and it's Brown Sugar Radio Show. Now, I do have a YouTube page that is currently underway. I've been working on it, and the problem with my YouTube is not even a problem. Let me just keep it 100, okay? Your girl Sugar's been so busy here lately. I have to actually upload the videos, figure out which ones I want to do. I have some, like, live on-location videos, and I'm just trying to figure out the route that I want to take the YouTube page. Do I want to actually just air maybe my actual shows and have the verbal content, of Brown Sugar Radio, or do I want to actually show you a little behind the scenes and have more of the video where you could actually view me? So I may do a little of both, but I'm not for sure. So I'm decisive in that area, just really trying to figure out how I want to rock it. But right now, if you do log on to Brown Sugar Radio, add us in your favorites or your friends when you go to the YouTube page. Okay, it's Brown Sugar Radio Show. Somebody else bit my name, y'all. I have to go and get my name copyrighted. Somebody taking my stuff. What's wrong with these folks? Don't they understand there's only one Brown Sugar? You better tell them, Ed Lips, ain't it only one Brown Sugar up in here? That's my baby right there, I tell you. Ed Lips been hanging with me since day one, y'all. Y'all know I always shout him out. But it could be me and Ed Lips, the only one here listening. Okay, but he got my back. That's right, Ed Lips got my back like four flat tires. I appreciate you, sweetie. But, you know, my thing is this. I just want to truly take the show to the next level, and so it's going to take a lot of hard work. And in order to do that, I'm going to need all my loyal listeners. Now, naturally, Brown Sugar Radio's archive segments are always higher than the actual live. We have actually more archive listeners, which is the beauty of Internet radio and having the archive shows. You can check it out at your leisure. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to actually be there. But I do want to encourage you, you know, to call in more and to, you know, actually join us in the chat room. Get involved with the conversation, that conversations and the hot topics that we have. Now, speaking of the topics, I'd like to go over some of the shows that we actually have scheduled and coming up, okay? That's right. That's right. You tell them, Ed, in the chat room. Brown Sugar is the only one. Okay, so some of the topics that I have coming up, I got some really, I mean, on fire topics that y'all got to tune in. I mean, these topics are going to be so just like, wow, okay? It's going to be incredible. All right, now, let's see here. Oh, shucks, I do see I have a caller. I'm sorry. Let me know if you were just calling in. 203, I see you there on the line. I am so sorry. I got you holding. Sugar just going on and on and on about my schedule and everything else. All right, hold on. I'm going to grab you 1 second. Okay. I am so sorry. 203, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. What's happening?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? I'm sorry. I forgot. Just got you holding. Who's calling?
This is Mecca calling. I also have a show on Blog Talk Radio, the Mecca James.
Hey, Mecca.
Listening and showing support and like your topic. So that's basically it.
I know that's right. Well, Mecca, thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio. I was just kind of going over my list. I'm going to go over the upcoming shows I have and was just kind of talking about, you know, the 4th of July and everything. What plans do you have for this weekend?
Oh, one of my good friends is getting married on the 4th, but I won't be able to make the wedding. But we are all going to hang out tomorrow. I'm going to go to Great Adventures on Sunday. So I got a cookout at the beach on Saturday. So
all right, now, at the beach? What part of the state? Where are you at in the USA?
I'm in New York, actually, but we're going upstate New York, though. So I don't know.
Look
exactly
at that. You better go.
Yeah.
You better go. Oh, my goodness. I have never been to New York. I bet it's beautiful there. But the beach? You're going to Major. Girl, I'm from dried up Arizona, where the cactuses and the mountains is. Okay?
That's the best air, though. They said there's the best air in Arizona if you got
it. It is. Yeah, we don't have to worry about no humidity, okay? I love the dry heat. I couldn't deal with all that humidity. I really couldn't. I've gotten so spoiled. Now, I live in Vegas now. Been here for over 10 years.
I love Vegas.
But I still hold it down for my 602 area code. You feel me?
I feel you.
Oh, girl, love my Phoenix. Girl, that look with basketball season gets it going on. My listeners know, shoot, I get to cutting up over my sons.
I know that's right.
Okay. But it's all good. You know, so are y'all going to be grilling or what?
Oh, yeah, they're gonna be grilling. I'm buying something, giving it to them. And
you know what I'm saying?
That's what I do.
Okay, look, I done already made that clear. I said, I'm chilling this 4th of July.
I'm going to be in somebody's pool.
Yes.
I'm bringing snow crab legs and stuff like that. You do
what
you want.
Y'all better. Y'all cutting up over there.
That's
look, you said crab legs. Look, that's what it is. That's exactly what it is. Okay? Well, definitely, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate that.
No problem.
And what's
no
your
problem.
Show? What can we tune in and lock into your show? What day of the week and what's your link?
Oh, my show is the Mecca James Show. I'm on every Tuesday. This too, you can go to the archives. I have so many guests
on
the show. This will be my one-year anniversary. So
get it now. That's right.
Tuesday
I know that's
8,
right.
8 p.m. to 9. 8 p.m. to 9.
Okay, now, that's how you do it. Well, we're going to have a show this Tuesday. I haven't scheduled it yet, but I'm going to. As soon as this segment is over with, I have a girlfriend. She actually experienced some racial profiling, okay? The cops was discriminating and, you know what I'm saying, setting up on some things. And I have just quite a few friends this has been happening to. So I'm going to make it my business to have a show in support of those who have been victimized by racial profiling. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, just prejudge for no reason. You know, unnecessary drama for no reason. So this Tuesday, that's going to be the show we're going to air. And then on Thursday, we're going to do another show on spanking your kids in public. You know, do you feel uncomfortable?
Okay.
So, yeah, you got to come back through for that one now. Okay?
Oh, yes.
It's
going to
be on.
Come back through. That's what we do. We show love to each other, and
absolutely.
That's what
we're
about.
Okay, so I got you on Tuesday. And wait a minute, what time do you air again?
I'm on Tuesday, 8 p.m. This Tuesday, I won't be having one, but I'll come back on what is it? The 15th? No, what is it?
Okay,
13th on childhood obesity, and I have some chicken of the soup and stuff like that.
See, that's beautiful. And so, you know, Michelle Obama has been really fighting and doing a strong message, you know, in regards to childhood obesity. So that's on point.
I know it's like, I know I'm only like 30, but it's some teenagers that's like, did you have 3 kids? Like, it's really bad.
It's really bad.
I don't know. I don't know what they're doing or what they're not. They don't want to move. And they're looking worse than people in their
40s. Sad, ain't it? Ain't it sad to be that young? Yeah.
So I got to do something like that. So
that's a hot mess.
Of your time.
Okay. All right now. Well, definitely. We're going to keep it locked. All the listeners, y'all follow Mecca on her show on Tuesday night. And you said that's 8 p.m., so that's Eastern time. So that would be 5 o'clock our time.
Oh, yes, I forgot.
We on the Pacific Standard Time. So cool. Then we'll be able to catch each other's show because I wouldn't air until 10 o'clock your time.
Okay, thank you,
Brian. All right, then. Well, thank you once again for calling in to Brown Sugar Radio, and hopefully we'll see you this Tuesday.
Oh, yes. Okay.
All right. You take care.
You too.
That's what's up. All right, so many of you have heard the show schedule that we have. Tuesday is going to be on Are You a Victim of Racial Profiling? And then on Thursday, we're going to have a show on, wait a minute, you know what? Did I change that show? It was on spanking your kids in public. I may have to go back and re-edit the show. Yeah, hold on a hot diggity dog second. You know, I got so much going on. Let me look at my schedule. Hold on a hot second, y'all. Okay? Now, y'all know we raw and uncut on Brown Sugar Radio, so it's still rolling as I'm searching my schedule. Only on Brown Sugar Radio. I can't, like, pause the segment right now. You feel me? We live. Come on, schedule. Good grief, this is slow. Trying to check it out to see what's popping. Come on. Oh, gosh, this is the slowest computer on earth. All right, now I have several shows coming up, and this is why it's important to me to check my schedule because I don't want to air the incorrect show. Excuse me, I don't want to announce the incorrect show and it's not airing. But, Lord, will you come on? All right, well, what I'm going to do is just announce what I think it is. And you can look at my schedule on the webpage. Finally, okay, it came up. Whew, good grief. All righty, the A's, oh, wow, I had a show there. Okay, I'm going to have to reschedule that one. Anyway, with my homegirl experience in this racial, profiling and going through some things, I don't want to actually give up the show just yet. because what she has to say is very important, all right? And I do believe that it needs to be heard. I'm going to actually take the show that was scheduled for the 8th of July, which is next Tuesday, Creeping in the Church House. We're going to bump that down to the following Tuesday. The Racial Profiling Show is going to air on Tuesday, all right? Then Do You Spank Your Kids in Public, that will be the show that's going to air on the 15th. And then what we'll do is we're going to take the show Creeping in the Church House, which I think is a very controversial show. It's going to be off the chizay. I need y'all to definitely come back through, tune in to this one, because this show is going to air. I'm going to move the date, but that one's going to air on the 20th of July because I have a guest top model coming on July 13th. So we just got so much going on, you know what I mean? I wish I could have a full calendar scheduled here. I can only do 4 shows at a time for y'all to view my calendar. But anyway, just keep checking the page. That's what I got to say, because it will be probably some modifications to the shows and rearrangements based upon who's coming through, all right? Working on getting some more high-profile guests, but all guests are special on Brown Sugar Radio, all right? You don't have to be an A-list celebrity to come through here. True, we love everybody from the underground hip-hop artists to the up-and-coming poets and actresses and actors. It is what it is. We show love to everybody here on the live show on Blog Talk Radio. But back to the 4th of July, I wanted to actually, you know, talk some more in regards to some meal ideas that I think would be great, if you're not quite for sure. Of course, barbecuing, that's the traditional way to get down, all right, and get your grub on for the 4th of July. But I also believe that if you, you know, let's say corn on the cob is one of my favorites, grilled. Oh, it's so delicious. You know, I'd recommend possibly serving it grilled, you know, instead of boiled. Also, too, you know, making sure that you have some nice desserts to go along with the barbecue meal. One of my favorite is the apple pie with the vanilla ice cream. Now, if you're really serious, you can get down with the homemade vanilla ice cream, all right? Those are for them heavy hitters in the kitchen. And your girl Sugar is not getting down like that, okay? I can't do the homemade ice cream thing, but I do know it's delicious. I have a girlfriend that enjoys cooking, and she made homemade vanilla ice cream. So shout out to you, Miss Fan. But not only that, I want to say that, you know, it ain't nothing now without baked beans, y'all. Come on, we got to have the brown sugar, you know what I'm saying? And you want to be able to add your little Aunt Jemima syrup inside of the beans. Am I making y'all hungry talking about all this? And don't forget your peach cobbler, too. Now, the peach cobbler with the vanilla ice cream is off the chain also. So we got to have that popping, you know. But just some of the classics and some of, you know, the traditional foods that, you know, you would like to serve on this special day for the 4th of July. I just want all of you to have a safe holiday. If nothing else, make sure that it's safe. Make sure that you have fun and enjoy one another, all right, because life is so short. You know, it's so short. And so you want to make sure that you embrace and you take the time out to enjoy life. And so with that said, y'all know your girl Brown Sugar always tries to end the show with a positive note. And the note that I'm going to say for tonight, this is my positive motivation. Experience is something you don't get until just after you need it. All right? Those are the words of wisdom for tonight, and I just want to say that each of you have been so awesome, continually showing love. Please spread the word about Brown Sugar Radio. Text it to all your friends, maybe 5 minutes to the show. Start emailing, you know, different announcements that you get from Brown Sugar Radio to your friends. Tell them to follow us on Twitter, all right? You know, just show love. It'll come back to you. God will bless you. You know, pay it forward. It's what I'm asking you to do. And certainly, I know that good karma will come back to you as well. So we're going to go ahead and end for tonight, but I want to say thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. And what we're going to do actually at this time is end with one of my all-time favorites. Y'all know this is the Summertime National Anthem, baby. Summertime. God bless you and good night.
Drum, please. Here it is, the groove slightly transformed. Just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove to soothe and move romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix. And if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme. And put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime.
Summer madness.